Yeah, man, it's something else when, you know, somebody wants something from you and they're one way. And then when they know they ain't gonna get what they want from you, you see their true colors. You see who the fuck they really are, and they're a fake, phony piece of motherfucking shit. Yeah, true colors on the Lou Tuda Show today. Thanks for tuning in. I just had a motherfucker applying for a job. Alright? And he was one way. The whole way. Then when I told him I was going with someone else, he accused me of some shit and straight fucking 180'd on me. Clearly the insecurities came flowing. It was like a fucking tsunami of fucking insecurities came out of this motherfucker, man. And it made me lose all respect for the motherfucking guy. So when you take a loss, you got to do it gracefully, man. Because you never know. In the future, you may need to cross that bridge again. So many people don't understand this. It's like they're so short-sighted. I think it's wisdom or lack of, you know. They never been anywhere or done anything where they got to think long-term. I mean, you act like a child in that regard. So when you want something, you're one way. And when you don't get your way, you throw a little fit and a little tantrum. And then motherfuckers like me, remember that next time I'm going to hire somebody, I'm not going to come asking you to apply, because you can't take no for an answer. And I get it. I like people who have drive and you know, to a certain extent, not taking no for an answer can be a good thing. You know, I get it. But you, when the answer is no, you got to accept it and leave with respect and be thankful for the opportunity. Even though it didn't happen this time, it leaves the door open for it maybe happening next time, you dumb motherfucker. Are you really that stupid? You're older than me. So there's a little rant. But it's true. So many times, you know, when somebody's got kind of something they can get out of the deal, they're one way. But once that's not in the cards for them, it's like, boom, 180, Jekyll and Hyde. Man, that dude burnt this bridge today. And I pretty much said it. When you get a no, you got to leave it on great terms. Because next time, they're going to remember you handled it like a pro. You took the L with like a man, basically. Not a little fucking bitch. So, I'll remember that from here on out with this guy. And he'll never get a fucking job from me. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuda Show, where true colors are revealed in vivid, vivid, spectacularly revealing forms. Don't fuck with these people, man. When you get that vibe off them, when you see who they really are and you see their true colors, that's a sign. And that's showing you, you're better off without them. On the Tuda Show, thanks for tuning in. EWE Radio 2018.